Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. So here's my new version as of this moment in time, my new version of like the perfect Canadian snow experience. And I will say this is a very isolated experience. This is not my like preferred experience if you actually wanted to go on like a true winter wonderland holiday or you're going somewhere to go skiing. But here is my new version of Canadian winter. It snows and it's beautiful and it looks magical for 48 hours. And then within 24 hours, it completely disappears. And that's the experience that we've just had over the last 5 days. This is not, if you guys are listening from any other part than like the true West Coast, Vancouver Island, if you're listening anywhere else in Canada, you know that that experience is only available to us here in Victoria. It is like, I totally get now why people describe it as like the Hawaii of Canada. It is nowhere near as warm and it rains a lot and there's a lot of just like gray days. But this version of winter, this version of it snows, it is like a postcard for 48 hours. And then the weather warms up and it all disappears. That's what's happened in the last 5 days. For those of you guys who have experienced the latest like Arctic cold front, and it's been minus whatever, just know that you could move to Victoria and you could also have this version of winter. And it makes me laugh because I will say it is a dream to be able to navigate that as winter in quotes. That's probably what we should call it. Let's call it quote winter. But alas, you didn't tune in to hear the latest weather experience. I know you're here because you want to understand pricing and winning the price war for florists. One of the biggest struggles that most floral designers have, including myself, so I will say we in this collective situation, is as our industry continues to grow, as more customers are buying more flowers, one of the most common questions that I get asked is, how do I build my business without being cheap? How do I be the business owner that isn't competing on price? How do I win over customers? How do I get clients when there are other florists in my area offering designs that are way underpriced? And I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to share my thoughts on it. And I wanted to give you some very practical step-by-step how-tos in terms of exactly what you can do today in your flower business. If any of this resonates with you, if any of this feels particularly true. And I want to talk about the reality of playing the pricing game, the number one change that I made as a business owner so that we could focus on profitable customers, and the exact steps to follow so that you can get clients, stay profitable, and make money as a floral designer. And this is one of those things where I truly think that we as floral designers believe, like many of us tell ourselves and create a huge amount of struggle for ourselves because we believe we're the only industry or the only business that's trying to navigate this. And I know on the flip side of that is because of the extreme secrecy of the floral design industry, we all, i.e. you and I, walk around thinking, everybody else has some secret manual, some secret how-to book. And it's you and I that are like, but all I'm like getting is customers asking for cheap options, brides with minimal budgets, people just not willing to pay the premium. So if you've been following me for a while, you know that I come from the background that the industry standard approach to pricing for us as floral designers is one of the greatest gifts that we have ever been given. Very few industries can you walk in and will somebody sit you down and say, this is exactly how to mark up your wholesale product so that you will actually be profitable. But we make our work so much harder. We make things so much harder for ourselves because all we see and all we feel like is we're being inundated by low budget clients or people are shopping around. So then you come and you say, but Kathleen, the pricing model doesn't work for me. Like, okay, let's go through this. Let's walk through this experience because I want to tell you about my experience, what changed for me, and I want to talk you through exactly what to do in your business. So in the first few years of my flower business, I was convinced, like hand on heart, Girl Scouts honor, convinced that all my customers cared about was price. I had people walk by and look at the listed price of our products. And you know, those old ladies that walk by and they don't even whisper to each other. So I can't even say that, but like you'd hear them outside the shop and they would almost like project into the shop. It's like, oh, beautiful product, but it's really expensive. And it felt like I was constantly inundated with customers who weren't willing to pay more than $50 for flowers. They balked at the delivery fee, and I constantly was being bombarded by brides with $400, $500, $600 budgets. And I was so desperate. Like, I wanted to be like the famous florist that we see on Pinterest and we see on social media, where they're doing 4- and 5-figure weddings and they're working with all the premium ingredients. And I just was like, but what is it that they know that I don't know? Like, what is the secret to making this work? And things shifted for me. There was this experience that I had, because one of the other scenarios that we had to navigate is that 200 meters down the street was a grocery store that sold fresh flowers. And I remember going in there one day just because I needed to get milk to put in our fridge at the shop. And I remember looking at their flowers and saw those super cute mauve button crissies. And I will say I'm a fan of a good button crissie. I love me a nicely colored button crissie. And I remember walking in there and I was like, damn it. Like, wow. Those guys are selling those button crissies for 100% of the markup. So they were literally just doubling the wholesale price, and that's how much they were selling them to their customers. And as I was walking back from the grocery store, I was thinking to myself, like, it's not possible for us to build our business, for us to be profitable, for us to barely like pay rent, let alone pay our staff, pay our salaries, if we only mark things up 100%. Like, that's just not possible. Which actually was a really helpful exercise, because this is where it got me thinking very differently. Because it was this idea of going, oh, okay, like I can't play the pricing game. The grocery store in that particular instance is playing the pricing game. I need to find a different way to compete. And fast forward in our business 24 months, and I had cracked the code. I had finally figured it out, and we had increased our average order value by 25%, and we were getting more orders. We were receiving amazing feedback from our clients and seeing that actual bank balance go up. So no longer was I struggling to pay the bills. No longer was I wondering, like, what do I need to do to stop playing the price game? I was like, oh, this is about putting your strategic hat on. This is about learning to play a different marketing game. And I wanted to break this down for you in some very actionable steps so that you can repeat the same process in your business. And my goal with this episode is to teach you exactly how to do that. If you are a floral designer who is convinced that all your customers care about is price, this one statistic is what's changed the game for me from a marketing perspective. So 86% of buyers are willing to pay more for a great customer experience. 86% of buyers are willing to pay more for a great customer experience. So instead of focusing on just the stems in your hand, instead of just focusing on the actual design, shift your energy and shift your focus to providing a great customer experience. Now I know you're going to be sitting there going, Kathleen, how? How do I get customers who are into paying that premium for a better customer experience? And how do I stop competing on price? Particularly if you're one of the many florists, and we all have these in our area, where you know that they are underpricing, they're not using the industry standard approach to pricing, they're not using the right markup. So this is for you. If you run a flower business in a hugely competitive area, pay attention. So I'm going to go through the three steps that I want you to follow. And step number one is I want you to shift your mindset. Before you even worry about what you're going to do next, before you even worry about getting to work and shifting your marketing strategy, getting your mindset right is the most important piece of the puzzle. This is the one thing that's made the most difference for me in my flower business. And building the right mindset, building a flower boss mindset so that I can build my business and make money. As a human being with a human brain, it's so easy for us to get stuck on and worry about what our competition is doing, particularly with how easy it is to compare yourself on Instagram. You can open up Instagram and you can start scrolling, and with about 3 seconds, your brain is going to go into the I'm not good enough, her business is perfect, she has it all figured out, well, she looks busy even if she's underpricing. But that comparison is what keeps you stuck. Worrying about the competition, spending too much time focused on what they're doing, means that you're not focused on your business. And more importantly, you're not focused on how to market your business properly. You're playing small, missing the opportunities, possibly even missing out on the things that are actually going to help you build a profitable business, because your attention is in the wrong space. I say all of this because this is exactly my experience. This is what I did for years because I was convinced that all my customers cared about were cheap designs. We literally took it so far that we were going to offer low-priced wedding packages, like way underpriced, significantly underpriced, so underpriced that I've actually had one of you guys say to me that that's third world pricing. And compromised on the quality of our products because I was so convinced that my customers only cared about cheap flowers. That thought process is what kept me under earning. It kept me from being able to hire. It kept me from being able to scale our business. It kept me from being able to actually create the work that I wanted to create. And it prevented me from being able to create the impact that I wanted to create in my local community, buy the ingredients I wanted to buy, support the growers that I wanted to buy. And my guess is that if you are listening to this episode, you want the same thing. So when it comes to winning the price war in our industry, your very first step is to get your flower boss mindset right. It's exactly like if you and I ran a super cute cafe, super, super cute, sophisticated little cafe on the corner in the cutest little neighborhood with the cutest little frontage, it's dreamy, it's darling. And McDonald's decides to open up down the block. You know you're not going to try to compete for the same customers that McDonald's is serving. You know that you're going after the clients that are going to appreciate locally sourced ingredients, the bougie experience that you provide, the hand-selected wine, the cute little china that you've collected, the tablecloths, the ambiance, the experience, the whole situation. You're not going to lower your prices in the hopes that the people who are going to McDonald's will suddenly turn left and walk into your cafe. It's exactly the same approach in your flower business. You're not going after the cheap customers, but this all starts with your mindset.
When I learned how to shift my mindset, I started seeing the challenges as opportunities. I started really paying attention to the behavior of the clients who would actually be willing to pay the premium. I learned how to step outside my comfort zone, and I looked for ways that I could separate myself from the competition. I educated our clients on the service that we provide. There's so many opportunities, but it requires you to shift your mindset. So step number one, embrace the industry standard approach to pricing and show up as the boss. Show up with your flower boss mindset, knowing that if I have figured this out, you have figured this out. Which leads me directly to step number two, focus on the opportunity. Finding good customers in your flower business is simply about playing a smarter marketing game. The thing about competing on price and being cheap is that it leaves you short of cash. You don't make enough money to reinvest in your business, you can't hire a team to help you grow your business, and you are barely able to make ends meet, and you're not even focused on growth or impact at all. In actual fact, when I was stuck in playing the price war, all I could focus on was crossing my fingers and hoping that we would get enough customers to come in the door so that I could pay our staff and pay our rent for another month. And I share this with you because this was such a struggle that I wish that somebody had come along and said, Kathleen, when you start your flower business, you need to keep focusing on the opportunity. There are always going to be florists that are willing to offer something for cheaper. And I was so stuck in assuming that all my customers cared about was low price solutions, that when it came to actually building up our wedding portfolio and getting wedding clients, when I tell you that we had third world prices for our pricing and our packages, wowzers. Like, I will go through and look at those wedding packages now, and I was selling something for $300 that should have been $1,200. It's not even an exaggeration, but I wasn't even marking up properly, so I wasn't even marking up times three, let alone times four, times five, or times six. And I put everything into a bundle and I offered a discount. So I wasn't even pricing for profit and I offered a discount. The best news of this story, the best news about our wedding package experience was that nobody actually bought it. Literally, nobody bought the discount of the century. Nobody said yes to our super cheap wedding packages. Not a single client took us up on this uber discounted product. And I will say, when I started to actually look at this experience, in hindsight, I am forever grateful. But at the time, I was so frustrated. And I was so frustrated because I was absolutely convinced that selling cheap flowers was the way that you got customers. But once I had been through this experience, once we tried selling wedding packages for a full year and not a single person said yes, I realized I had to change my approach. If I wanted to stay in business, if I wanted to be able to pay rent, if I wanted to be able to hire my staff, I had to change my approach. So this was the scenario where I really started to learn how to get out of my own way, because I had proof, I had actual evidence that the price was never the problem. It made me realize that I need to shift my approach and focus on marketing. So when I started to look for the opportunity, when we hold price as a given, when we decide that the industry standard approach to pricing is perfect, that leaves you to pour your creativity into looking for the opportunity, to looking into how you can make real measurable progress in your business and shift your marketing strategy. And I will say, once I stopped playing the be cheap game, once I started to learn how to actually market the service of floral design, once I learned how to sell wedding flowers, I then actually completely turned the whole experience on its head and I realized, we don't even need to do consultations. We can sell wedding packages online so that you could literally have your clients order their wedding flowers on your website. No proposals, no custom quoting, quite literally waking up to strangers on the internet putting in wedding flower orders with us. And the day that I woke up to a $3,200 wedding flower order from somebody I had never talked to, didn't get an email from, didn't have any idea who they were, I was like, oh, like the price is not the problem. But that all starts with shifting your focus. So really paying attention to the fact that you don't need to negotiate on price. The industry standard approach is an absolute gift, but shift your focus to look for the opportunity. Look for where the gap in the market is. Look at what your competition isn't doing. Take the opportunity to educate and elevate your marketing game. And that is why inside the Flower Boss Academy, I map out for you step by step exactly how to make that happen. Because instead of feeling like you need to go out there and reinvent everything yourself, I walk you through the exact process to follow to build a brand that quickly separates you from the competition, makes it easy for you to get found by the right kinds of customers, educate your clients on the value that you offer so that you don't have to worry about playing the pricing game. All of that leads me to step number three. 86% of customers will pay more for a better customer experience. That means in order for you to grow a profitable flower business, you get to prioritize your ordering experience. So make it easy for your customers to buy from you. Rather than worrying about being cheap, double down on providing a great customer experience. And that customer experience starts from the moment your customers find out about you. Not from the moment that they call you, not from the moment that they actually place their order, from the moment they find out about you. So when I stopped worrying about being cheap and began to focus on the actual opportunities, when I began to actually look for the opportunities, I realized just how much I was missing the mark on my approach to sales. I was so not paying attention to our online shopping experience, our checkout experience, none of it, because I was so obsessed with the fact that, well, all they're paying for is the stems in my hand. They're not going to want to pay for it. They don't care about everything else that comes with it. This is where you can quickly separate yourself from the competition. So for us, our best and most profitable customers are online. This is where everything started to shift for us because I was so sick of answering the phone and having customers question our delivery fee or only wanting to spend $30 but expecting the recipient to be absolutely wowed. So when you made the shift and we started to pay attention to the fact that our best customers are shopping online, we've now doubled down on the fact that we're not here to cater to every customer under the sun. We aren't going to say yes to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes our way. And in actual fact, I am so clear on the fact that our dream customers are online, that that's where we're focusing all of our time and effort. Those are the customers who value the customer service that we provide. And a big piece of the puzzle there is really making it easy for customers to buy from you. So my ideal scenario is to get a customer from them getting on our website to the final confirmation of their order within 3 clicks. I know we're not the cheapest florist around. There are dozens of floral designers in my area that offer cheaper products and cheaper solutions. In fact, our lowest value product on our website is $68 plus tax plus delivery. There are hundreds of other places that somebody else can go to order flowers offering way cheaper options. It's a gift that they do that so that you don't have to cater your business to the lowest cost denominator. In fact, it truly is such a gift that those businesses exist and that they choose to market their business that way so that you can narrow your focus to the high value clients. When you can focus in on the high value clients and you set up your website and you set up your online ordering process or your wedding inquiry process or your subscription process or your workshop registration process with that in mind, your customers will value the expertise and the whole package that you provide. But it's such a shift in an approach and it's such a shift in thinking. And I know it can feel scary to go all in on the fact that you are going to go after the high value customers. But the thing I wish that I had somebody tell me early on is that, Kathleen, you are sitting in your comfort zone by saying yes to every opportunity that comes your way. You're sitting in your comfort zone and you are acting out of fear simply because you're afraid to walk away from the $30 orders. But once we took the leap, once we started to walk away from anything under $68 plus tax plus delivery, it's freed up so much more time and energy so that we can focus on shifting our approach to marketing. Because not all customers are created equal. And remember, if you want to learn the exact strategies to make this happen, we have outlined everything for you step by step inside the Flower Boss Academy. So the exact roadmap to follow in terms of getting customers, making money, and growing a profitable flower business. I give you the exact blueprint to building a profitable flower business, and I talk you through the right layout and the exact content to have on your website, how to build a brand that makes you incomparable, and exactly where to focus your efforts to get found by the good customers. And if you are at all hesitant, I show you the literal page setup, page layout, wireframe, words to put on your website. I walk you through how many images you need on your website inside month 7 of the curriculum. So if you want access to that, come join me inside the Flower Boss Academy. But remember, the industry standard approach to pricing is an absolute gift. Stop messing with the formula. Free up that time and energy to focus on leveling up your marketing skills.
And please, please, please remember, drive safe, drink your water, eat your vegetables, and get some sleep. And I will talk to you again next week. Bye for now.